Parshas Emor begins with a command to the adult priests, the Kohanim, that they must prevent their children, just as they must prevent themselves, from having contact with a dead body. This commandment, showing the importance of education of one's children, is repeated several times in the Torah, three times in fact, once by the prohibition of eating blood, a second time by the prohibition of eating insects, and the third time here regarding the prohibition of a Kohen coming in contact with a dead body. From here, we extrapolate to all their mitzvahs as well, as that the parents have a responsibility of keeping their children from transgressing various laws of the Torah. These commandments, however, can be learned in a broader sense, as the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe said that age does not go only by what it says on the passport. A person could be considered a child, a youngster, in terms of his knowledge and observance of the Torah. And therefore, just as a child is in need of education, so too a person without a sufficient Jewish background is also in need of an education. Why is it that the Torah repeats this commandment three times in three separate places? Each one has for us a special lesson and gives us an indication of the special ability we have to reach out and to educate others. What is the special lesson we learn that the Torah tells us this power of education we have by the prohibition of consuming blood? Our sages tell us that in previous ages, people were accustomed to eat blood, and there was a tremendous desire to eat blood. It was considered a great delicacy, and people were accustomed to having it all the time. And therefore, the Torah tells us that don't think that just because something is desirable, and a person is involved in this desire, and the person is accustomed to acting a certain way, that you cannot educate him. The Torah tells us that even in the prohibition of blood that people were accustomed to doing, and people had a great desire to be involved in it, that you still have the commandment and are given the ability to educate people not to consume blood, not to be involved in those things they are accustomed to and have a tremendous desire to be involved in. A second place the Torah tells us is by the prohibition of consuming insects. Over here the situation is quite different. A person, the Torah tells us, has no natural desire to consume insects. A person who is consuming insects is either exhibiting his low animalistic nature, that he is barely considered to be within the realm of normal human behavior, and the Torah tells us that even such a person can be educated, and you are commanded to reach out to him that he should not consume the insects. Alternatively, a person could be consuming insects not because he has any natural desire to do so, but he does it specifically because it is prohibited. He does it lahachis, as an open rebellion against his Creator, that since he has been prohibited from consuming them, that is the reason why he consumes them, to show his rebellion. And the Torah tells us that even such a person you should reach out to and try to bring close to the ways of the Torah. The third place in which the Torah commands us is in this week's parasha, regarding the impurity, the contact of Kohanim, the priest, with dead bodies. All of the laws of Tumah and Tara, of purity and impurity, are considered in the category of chukim, laws which have no reason or explanation whatsoever. And here one might think that, true, when it comes to a mitzvah which has a rational explanation, there I could perhaps have the possibility of explaining it to another person, and a possibility of educating him. However, when it comes to a mitzvah which there is no rational explanation for, that I can only appeal to him based on his faith, his emunah, and his desire to follow a command of his Creator, how can I possibly educate him? How can I possibly affect him? And then even here the Torah tells us no, that we are commanded to educate the ketanim, to educate the youngsters. Even if on the passport they should be advanced in age, we are commanded to go and try to educate them, even if it should be something which can only be observed based on their faith, on their emunah, that there is no rational explanation for. As the Rambam Maimonides tells us in his legal code, that every single Jew, regardless of their situation, has an inward desire to perform all of the mitzvahs. And should they say otherwise, that this is only an indication of their evil inclination, of their yetzer hara, which is overpowering their inward and true desire to conform to the ways of the Torah and to come close to God through performance of all the mitzvahs. This is true of an adult. How much more so regarding a children even in years, that he is yet unformed, and through a proper Jewish education, he can certainly be educated in the ways of the Torah, and this is a holy obligation on every single Jew to do whatever is possible, that every single Jewish children possible should get the maximum Jewish education available to them.